Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Samach Aleph Omud Aleph. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off both Simen Shin Tzadi Dalet, and we're going to start and finish Shin Tzadi He. So let's begin the very top line with Sif Beis in the Mechaber. Simen Shin Tzadi Dalet. The Mechaber writes, V'tzaruch Shiehi Ha'eru Ben Hashmoshos B'mokum Shiroi Litlo. When one places the Erev Chatzeros in its place and he's putting it there, Bein HaShmashos, and certainly you should do this L'chatchila beforehand, it must be in a place where it's accessible. It must be Royal Litlo. You have to be able to take it. Therefore, Halach L'maisa, Im Nofal Olav Gal, Eino Yochel Litlo, Below Morav V'chatzina Oser. If a building were to have collapsed on it, you have Erev in a building, and the building collapsed, and there are now rocks and all sorts of rubble on it, and there's no way you could get to your Erev Chatzeros without using some sort of implements like a hoe or various types of shovels. So in this situation, this is not a valid Erev Chatzeros. It's Osir. Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Gimel, if you didn't need to use shovels or various types of hoes over here to get to your chatzeros, but you would have to move the rocks, but you could move them with your hand. So even though the rocks are muktzah, lo gazru lo banish moshos. If it's during the banish moshos period of time, the rabbis still said it's okay. As we've already learned, kamosha kosos simin reish samachalab, because during the banish moshos period of time, the rabbis were not gozer on this. The Rama adds over here, haga, va'erev eino tzarich lios kayim rak banish moshos. He brings down from the Torah that the minimal amount of time that the Erev Chatzeros has to be there is to be somewhat during the Banish Marshals. If you put it there before the Banish Marshals, as long as it's there sometime during the Banish Marshals, it's good. As we learned in yesterday's share, if you put it there during the Banish Marshals and it's not done till the end of the Banish Marshals, then it's not good. But as long as you put it there before the Banish Marshals started, as long as it's Kayim for a little bit of time in the Banish Marshals, the Ramah says it's good. And furthermore, and the Ramah brings down from the Mordechai that you're even allowed to go and eat it over here once it's definitely dark, after the banish moshes period of time. L'chatchila, you're allowed to go and eat it. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha di Ramaschu v'yuchol yochlo, he tells us over here that we learned in Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel, the imnechal banish moshes gam kine ruv erev. Even if it's eaten during the banish moshes is good, so what's the chiddush over here to tell me that if you're eating it after the banish moshes is over, it's already night, that it's good? So he brings down hasim hulinyim b'diavet, that there we were talking about that if it's eaten during the banish marshals period of time, as long as you put it there before the banish marshals, it's good, but it's only good b'di'evit. L'chatchila ein kedai l'hachnis atzmo afilu b'safik d'rabbanan. One shouldn't enter into the safik d'rabbanan l'chatchila, and only b'di'evit is it acceptable if it's eaten during the banish marshals period of time. And he brings down that we learned in Sif Beis, l'anicho l'chatchila banish marshals, you're allowed to l'chatchila put it there banish marshals. It's only talking about there l'chatchila, that you didn't do it before the banish marshals. So now, during the banish marshals period of time, that's called l'chatchila, you're allowed to put it there. But l'chatchila, one should definitely not be makel on this, and one should put it there before the banish marshals period starts l'chatchila. And this is the opinion of Mogen Avraham. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'yesh liv tzoa alav b'shachus b'shabes. He brings down from the minhagim of the Gedolim that one should then use this for Lecha Mishnah, Shachris Shabbos morning. Sif Katan Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reasoning is, Hatam, hold this avid bechod a mitzvah, since you've already performed one mitzvah with it, making the Erev Chatzeros, nasav a mitzvah cheres, use it for Lecha Mishnah and do another mitzvah with it. Deir Shur footnote number one brings down from the Taz, therefore, that one should ideally not use it for Lecha Mishnah and eat it, but use it for Lecha Mishnah on Friday night. Don't eat it, for those that don't cut both challahs. Then use it for Shachris Lecha Mishnah and don't cut it. Use the other challah, again, for those that don't follow the minhag of the Gro to cut both challahs. And then at Shalosh Shudas, go and use it and eat from it. That's the custom that the Taz says to do. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, V'afti yuchal lochol gam ba'arvis, the Ramah had said over here that the minhag is to go and use it by Shachris for the Suda. So he says, why not do it by Marav time? Kanal, as we've learned previously. Mikol Mokmi says, Tov Yosel Livtzoa lo b'Shachris. He says, the minhag is that you should use it for Shachris for Lecha Mishnah, for those that didn't follow the opinion that we just brought down in the Taz. Mishum Depomin Makdim Lecho B'Yarvis Kodim Shachachachachacha. Because if you get into the custom of using it for your Friday night meal, sometimes you're going to eat Friday night too early, and it actually will not be present then, even during the Banish Mashas, if you make Friday early. And therefore, the recommendation is to use it for your Shabbos lunch, your second meal of Shabbos, that to be botseya on it for that meal. Again, the Taz brought down to use it for Lecha Mishnah, but don't be botseya on it. The issue footnote number two brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, that he brings down from the Arizal, that it was his minog that he would make the challah from the Erev Chatzeros and the challah from Shita of Avayos, and he would be botseya at his Friday night meal on the pas from the Shita of Avayos, and for his Shachris lunch meal, the second meal of Shabbos, he would do the pas from the Erev Chatzeros. The issue footnote number 3 brings down that im nizdana lo pasa erev la'acha shekvar batza, let's say you didn't have it in front of you, and now you wash lecha mishnah, and now you have more need for bread in the meal, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down, you should still use the special Erev Chatzeres bread in that situation, because the entire Suda is a mitzvah, so therefore you're doing a mitzvah by eating it at that meal. We have previously learned, and we're going to learn again later on, that many have the custom, however, that they only make the Erev Chatzeres once every year. And that's what the Ramban now tells us. For those that have the custom that they make a separate new Erev Chatzeres every Erev Shabbos, so then they can obviously eat the Erev Chatzeres that Shabbos, because next Shabbos they'll make another Erev Chatzeres. But the Ramban says, he says it's preferable to make a single one-time Erev Chatzeres for the entire year. Like we mentioned previously, they would take a box of matzahs and do it on Erev Pesach, but Pamachas for the entire year, Kedidel Simin Shin Samaches, and this is brought down by the Beis Yosef. We learned this previously. The Chavetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkar Nehei adds, Shemo Yishchu Pamachas Lari. The reason why we said it's preferable to make one Erev Chatzeres and have it last all year, because you may forget on any given Shabbos and people won't remember or know that it wasn't made, and therefore there could be a big takola. And he says, Ain Le'el B'mashikosati Shom B'Siv Hei. And in the Yishu footnote number 4, he reminds us that the Mishnah Berurah brought down in the name of Achronim that there are those that hold that it's better to make a separate Erev Chatzeres every Shabbos, because the concern would be that if you make it for the whole year, that the matzah would spoil and it wouldn't be around, it might be lost, and therefore it would be wormy, and it may not be in fact extant, and therefore it wouldn't work. We did bring to counteract that's why many had the custom to bedafka use matzah, which can last for a very long period of time. In the Shari Tshuva over here, in the top comment with the asterisk in the brackets, so he brings down from the Shiari Bracha that the Damasek in Damascus, Hoyu Makpidim Lasos Erev B'chol Erev Shabbos Al Pi HaKadosh Barenu Rav Chaim Vital. So he said it was the Kabbalistic custom from Chaim Vital, a star pupil of the Arizal, that they would bedavka make a separate Erev Chatzeres every single Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav adds, but often zeh kishenechal eruv b'Shabbos. If you are eating the erev on Shabbos, obviously in a mutar rak loso Shabbos, it obviously can't work for the following Shabbos. It only works for that Shabbos. Avalolo Shabbos above, not for future Shabbos. And you have to make a new erev chatzeros then. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Nisano b'migdol. If you put it in some sort of a tower, a building, v'nal b'fonav. Then you lock that building and you can't get into it because v'avad hamavteach. You don't have the key to get into it. And this is all kodem shechoshel, before it's night. So what's the halach in this situation? Imiyev sholahotzia erov. If you're not able to get the Erev Chatzeres out, unless you'd actually do a Melacha Gemura, for example, you'd break down the door, a real Issa Daraisa, so in that situation, it would be no different than if the Erev was lost before the Bein Hashmashos period of time, and it's not an Erev Chatzeres. Because if you can't eat it, because it's lost, or because it's behind the door, and you can't get to it, because you'd have to be Mechal Shabbos, so then in that situation, it's not a valid Erev Chatzeres. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, this migdol is from a building, shel binyan, or afilu b'metatel, or it could be a very, very large chest that's movable. For example, kamoteva gadola hamachazek es arboim sa, a very large chest that holds 40 sa. Sheyesh b'stirasa, because in such a large utensil, destroying such utensil, even though we normally have a rule, ein binyan v'stiru b'kelim, that's for smaller kelim, but for such a large chest, mishum stiras ol daraisa, kasher kimavur b'simin shen yudalit. This does have a halach of binyan and stira, building it and taking it apart, as we have already learned in simin shen yudalit. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Menches says, if you lost the key, dafka shenevad mimokum shenicho, you lost it from the place where you put it, v'ena yodeh hechenu, and you don't know where it is. However, avol im humunach b'mokomo, but if it's left in its place, elishu shochach b'ezim mokom yenicho, you don't remember where you put it. It definitely hasn't moved, but you just can't remember where you put it, then it is a valid Erev, heavy Erev, the Ovid Hu Dimidka, because it eventually you'll remember where it is. He brings us down the Rashba, the Ritva, and their Chidushim. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, based upon this, Lefize, Emunach Erev Bavayis Echad Miashchenim, if the Erev is in somebody's house, and that Balabayis has left for that Shabbos, the Ein Efsharis Likonis Lebeso, and you can't get into his house, you don't have the key, unless you break down his door. So the Kovitz based Talmud Lahorah brings down in the name of the Goyin, the Abbasin of Papa, She'enu Erev. In that situation, you can't access it, and therefore it's not a good Erev. And he says, V'gamim Evshel, Lishbar Sadelis, Bofen She'eni Surah Midr Abadon. And even if you could break the door down in a way that wouldn't be an Issa Daraisa, he says, still, Mikol Mokum, Kivishal Koponim Machmas Isser Mazik, also Lishbar Sadelis, because there's also Dini, it shouldn't do damage to somebody else, so you really shouldn't be breaking down this door, Hare Enu Yochel Litolos Erev, therefore you're not letting go take the Erev, and therefore the Erev doesn't work, Enu Moa. Sivkot and Tess, the Mishnah Berurah explains that this is all Kodim Shechashcha because Pirush Kodim is my Ben Hashmashos, even before it's the Ben Hashmashos, because the Tchilas Ben Hashmashos, because if it was only lost after the Ben Hashmashos started, Kfar Haya Ovud Mimenu, it would already have been present there, and even if it gets lost in that situation, it doesn't matter. Sivkot Nyud, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that if you had to do a Melacha Gemurah, so then it's as if it's inaccessible, it's as if it's lost, and it's not a good valid Erev. And he says, for example, what's a Melacha Gemura? You have to knock down the tower or the door. This is a Nisa Deraisa of breaking down an Ohel. Sivkot Nyud Aleph, if it's not accessible over here, then it's not considered a Erev Chatzeros. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'imnim tzva mavteach b'Shabbos, if you find the mavteach on Shabbos, so then, b'makom she'ochol avio below melacha d'raisa, as long as it's accessible from a place where you're not over in Nisa d'raisa, so then, shelo yo mavsik rishus harabim bein makom she'nim tzva mavteach levi'en amigdol. For example, you didn't have to bring it from across the rishus harabim to the place where the door to the migdol is. So therefore, in this situation, heavy Erev, it isn't a valid Erev Chatzeros from this point and on. Afa b'shelo yo b'yod b'nei Hashmashos, even though you didn't know where the key was during the b'nei Hashmashos period of time, bottom line is, kivan shematzo so, acharkach, since you did find it, chashvinan le ki'ilu hoy b'yodo, we retroactively look at it as if it was in your possession, shematzo hu shim tzu'emnu, that it was likely that you would find it, and therefore, it is a valid Erev Chatzeros. With this, we conclude Simen Shin Tzadi Dalid, and we begin the short Simen Shin Tzadi He, which deals with the bracha that you make on a sheet of mavoyos. It's only one sif, sif aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mitzvah lachzer achar shitufei mavoyos is a mitzvah for a person to go do a shituf mavoyos, because in doing so, you're going to prevent people from Rachmanu Lislan sinning by carrying inappropriately where it's not allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, pen yishchuchu in sifkat nalev, pen yishchuchu v'yavo lidei issa toto, because people may forget, and then Rechmanu Lislan do an issa of carrying on Shabbos. The issue footnote number one brings down over here from the Chassam Sofer, that the kavana behind this brach over here is that we say tzivanu al mitzvahs tikkun hagadol, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this huge tikkun the Chazal set up, the shomer mi'isra tzor, to protect us from an isra of hatzor of carrying. The understanding of the bracha is, it's not that you're saying a bracha over here, tzivanu al isra tzor, we're making a bracha on we're not allowed to carry, or meaning we're talking about these things on Shabbos, dalet amos rishus harabim. Shem Cain, then the proper nusach of the bracha would have been in that situation, the asa lanu es ha'otzor, very similar to the bracha that we make at a wedding, the asa lanu es ha'arusos. So we say we're forbidden to have relations with a woman who's the first stage of marriage, so too, we would say over here that it's forbidden to carry, but that's not the nusach of the bracha. Furthermore, he says, Shein svar levarach al isra otzor, yosem yal shar malacho. So why are we making a bracha? Oh, thank you Hashem for giving us the idea that we're not allowed to carry. So we should say, thank you Hashem for giving us the mitzvah of not lighting a fire on Shabbos. So why do we just say it for over here on the Issur Tzor, if that's what it meant? And he says, from the Magid Mishnah, the similar idea, that the brach over here is Sivanu, it means, Lomar She'en Anu Rashayim Metalto below Erev. It means that you gave us the mitzvah of Erev over here that we're allowed to be Metalto with. And therefore, the tzivan over here is hishenirtze lahotzi min abayis l'chotzer shenerav. When we want to go take things from our house into the chotzer that has an erev around it, for example, if you need to do a mitzvah shchito and netilas yadayim, so that's what the tzivanu goes on the mitzvah that we are now able to do because of the erev. Similarly, Dirshu footnote number 2 tells us the name of the Tashbates, Shumoli tirdas halimut. If it wasn't for the fact that Talmidei Chacham are so busy learning, Derech Talmud Chacham Masakin Erev. It should be always the Talmud Chacham who should be the one that's doing the Erev. He brings various rayas over here. The bottom line is that Zchus Gedolahi Lesakin Erev. The one who gets to do the Erev is making a big Zchus for everybody because he's preventing Kilkol Shiovo Rabin Lataltabli Erev. Because all the people that Nebuch might carry, if there wasn't an Erev here, now they're carrying, so they're not over any Yisurim. It's just a big Zchus to go be the one to do the Erev. The issue footnote number 3 brings down. Ein mitzvah lechazer achar erev tuchum, as opposed to an erev chatzeros over here, there is no such similar mitzvah to do an erev tuchum. Even though when you're making an erev tuchum mitzvah, always for some sort of a dvar mitzvah, you don't make an erev tuchum in just a dvar rishus, as opposed to an erev chatzeros, which you are allowed to make for a dvar rishus. Nevertheless, the Chaim writes down that kidei she'ayidei ha'erev lo yavoli de iser tiltol. Even if it's only for a dvar rishus, nevertheless, you're preventing people from doing an isra over here, that is a fantastic mitzvah. As opposed to an erev tuchumim, there is no such mitzvah to go do this, even if it's a dvar mitzvah that you're going to, because people won't be over an isra over here. And in fact, it's even more likely sometimes if you start making erev tuchumim that people make a mistake, and therefore there is no mitzvah to go make an erev tuchumim, as opposed to there is a mitzvah to go make an erev chatzeros. What is the bracha? The Mechaber tells us, Uvarech alav al mitzvahs erev. The right nusach over here is to say, al mitzvas eruv. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkart and Beis shagam al shituf shayach shein eruv. Even though it's technically a shituf mabayis over here that we're talking about, we still call it an eruv. Why? Shema o'rabin u'mishutafin kol ha-chatzeros shebamavoy biyachad. Because you're mixing together and partnering all of the chatzeros in the mavoy all together. And Dirshu footnote number 5 explains another reason for this by the Kaf HaChaim. It's called a Erev over here for a shita v'avoyos, al shem ha'ochel shemishtatvim bo shehu me'urav mikulam yachad. The food that is gathered from everybody together, it's like all partnered together, and it's all mixed together, and therefore it's also known as an erev, even though it's technically a shita v'avoyos. Mechaber continues and writes, after you make the bracha al mitzvahs erev, then you go say the nusach that we were familiar with by erev chatzeros. You say the same thing over here by shita v'avoyos, parallel, bomer bezeh ha'shita, with this shita v'avoyos, yeah, mutul chol bnei ha-mavi, it should be permissible for everybody living in this mavoi, lahotzi lahaknis mechatzeros l'mavoi, that they can go take, as we'll see, it means from their houses into the chatzor, into the mavoi, and the Ramah adds umehem lebatim, and back from the mavoi into the chatzeros, into the houses, that is perfectly allowed. As Dirshu footnote number 4 points out, because we've already learned previously that things that were already in the mavoi or in the chatzor during the Ben Hashemashah's period of time, Kelim Sheshavsu over there, are allowed to be carried anywhere within an enclosed area, from the Chatzah to the Mavim back, even though you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros or a Shita from Mavoyos. So here we're specifically talking about carrying them from the house into the courtyard and Mavoy, and vice versa. As the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel tells us over here, wrote Salomar, Min HaMavoz V'Chatzeros L'Batim, back from the Mavoy and the Chatzah into the Batim, V'Af D'Hoch Ayri B'Shutfos Mavoz L'Chod. Here it's specifically saying only if you have a Shita from Mavoyos, you're allowed to do this. Nevertheless, as we've already learned previously, we've already learned the somkin al shituf b'makom erev, that one can rely upon the shituf mavoyos even if you didn't make an erev chatzeros. And he says the Ayri Ramah often said that's what the Ramah is talking about over here, that you're allowed to do this. He says further, Ayin Le'el, Sof Simin Shin Samachvav, the Mishnah Berurah, Shetaknu Hanusach Hanog Lomar, to say the proper nusach over there, and one should say the entire full nusach. The issue footnote number 6 brings down that if you didn't say the full nusach, then it's potentially a problem. So the bottom line is, the Mechaber says, via doing this, you say the bracha, and then you say the nusach that we just said, Hadein Zah Shituf, etc. And this allows you to carry from the houses to the chutz of the Mavi, and Mehem Labatim on Shabbos, B'Shabbos. When do you make the bracha? It must have been Baruch Hu, the Mechaber asks. When? B'shoah Shemakabitz or so, Mibnei HaMavoy, or B'shoah Shemazaklem. One of two possibilities. You can make it either at the time you gather it, or at the time that you actually go and say, this is the Erev of Mimazaka on behalf of everybody over here, the Erev Chatzeros, or the Shita from Avoyos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet says, that we've already discussed this previously, Ayin Le'el B'Simin Shin Samachvah B'Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Pei, Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, V'Shayach Gam Kein Kan, which is preferable, to do it at the time that you gather it, or to do it at the time that you're Mezaka on behalf of everybody. And Dirshu footnote number 7 reminds us that we discussed previously, Sharei Kol HaMitzvos Tzorich L'Varach Aleihem Over L'Asiyoson, it's preferable to make the bracha before you do it, and therefore, V'Lochein, Yevshu L'Varach L'Achar Shekibtzu, you can't make the bracha after you collected it, it's too late. Because once you've gathered it, you could argue the mitzvah isn't performed, and therefore you can't make the bracha, because it's already mixed together. However, the Mishnah Berurah previously said, the Achronim are in agreement, even l'chatchila you can do this, because l'chatchila adayin tzarichu l'zakos l'kol b'nei Eir, because you haven't done this on behalf of everybody in the city yet. And as long as you haven't done this on behalf of everybody over here, it's still called over l'asiyosan. And he says, b'di'evit, if you already were zochet, you still can make the bracha even then. Finally, the Ramah concludes here. He says, Hagah, v'im gavu oso l'shem eruv. If they did all of the things that they had to do to collect the eruv from everybody, but they forgot to make the bracha, v'shachachu v'lo beruchu olav, they didn't make the bracha, so the bracha is dam akev. It still is a valid eruv. Have the eruv, ki ein habracha mi'akevus, because the bracha doesn't go and prevent you from having a good Erev over here if you didn't make this. He brings us down the name of the Augur and the Shibole Aleket, and he says as well, we've learned some of these dinim in Ayin in Sof Simen Shin Samach Vav. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hei tells us, V'hu Adin, the same Allah applies, Afilu Lower Molov Gam Ken HaNusach Shel B'Zeh HaShitav. And even if you didn't say the Nusach that with this Erev I'm allowed to carry, with this Shitav I'm allowed to carry, at Hanal, as we just learned, nevertheless, even B'Dievet, it still is a perfectly good Erev Chatzeros. With this, we conclude Simen Shin Sadi Hei and today's Shir.